and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. CBS News polling shows most Americans are unhappy with President Trump's tariffs. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
There is a widespread and growing belief that the Trump administration is focused too much on tariffs and not enough on lowering prices. 69% say he isn't focused on lowering prices enough. And these factors are weighing on his approval ratings on the economy and inflation, which have gone down, as more Americans prioritize the economy over immigration in their evaluations of the president.
Senator Chuck Schumer is worried about Ukraine's president.
It would just be a moral tragedy to undercut Zelensky, which I believe Trump is headed in that direction.
He was on CNN. At least 9 people were killed when a vehicle plowed into a street festival in Vancouver, Canada.
Everyone is panicking. Everyone is screaming. Nobody knows what to do. The dead bodies there, so very heartbreaking.
It was terrible to see. I couldn't even imagine that it's actually happening in real life.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Here's Terry D.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit Money Fit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having 2 checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fund purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. Christensen supports teaching kids good money management habits before they earn spending cash as teens by mowing lawns, babysitting, or doing chores. If they are not taught how to take care of small amounts of money as early as possible, he cautions, they will be terrible with larger amounts as adults.
That's Terry D. reporting for Public News Service. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
It's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the 3-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added 8 more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost 4 in a row.
I obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and you know, we got to clean it up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today. A southeast breeze with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy and mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see some storm chances out there. Partly sunny, mid-60s. Better chance of severe weather Monday night. Right now, it's 48.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high-adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back we are. Music of the Stars, Sarah Vaughan, Leroy Anderson.
Night, while all the world is still, fly sweet song. Over the highest hill, go to my loved one, Sarah.
Keating. Thank you. Johnny Keating and the Leroy Anderson classic, huh? Nat Cole had a great hit, 1962, on Serenata. Leroy Anderson wrote, I think, the saddest song ever. I'm going to play it for you. Prepare. Glenn Gray. Thank you. That's George Duning and Naked City. Several versions of that great theme song. Well, here's another one. The Music of the Stars. The Billy May version. George Chakiris did a version. Here's Sinatra.
Somewhere in the night, there must be someone for me. Somewhere in the night, who knows where somewhere may be. Across the way, or maybe way beyond a distant star. How I wish I knew just where and who you are. Somewhere in a dream I find her here by my side. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with the tide. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, no, this doesn't seem right. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with the tide. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, no, this doesn't seem right. There must be someone somewhere in the night.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
Screen Gems film presentation, Herbert B. Leonard, executive producer.
Here's George Chakiris, the Billy May version. The music of the star.
Somewhere in the night, chasing shadows around the bend. Somewhere in the night, chasing rainbows that have no end. In the misty light, you are mine and you hold me fast. But dreams have a way of calling it a day, they seldom last. My dreams have passed, but in my lonely flight, I'll keep searching till time is through. Just somewhere in the night, till I find you.
Chakiris did a whole album on Liberty, the music of the stars. Billy May and that great theme. They changed it several times. I think there were three altogether for Naked City, the Emmy awarding series. And I've got something here which I think is the saddest song ever. So brace yourself. It's Leroy Anderson and the tune Forgotten Dreams.
Thank you.
in the night. From the past comes to haunt me when I hear that refrain. Oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine.
Vic Damone. Here's Tony. Music of the Stars. This is from Broadway.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. Though tomorrow wasn't there, we were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow once upon a time, never comes again.
From Broadway, All America, 1962, and Vic Damone. The Music of the Stars.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine. Said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath the willow tree, counting all the stars the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair. How we always laughed
as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care.
Junior League, I was Dodgers, opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do.
Francis Albert. Phil Harris also had a hit with that. The Music of the Stars. What's wrong with a torch hour in mid-morning? Let's have more, huh? Music of the Stars.
Yet I walked away.
wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebration.
Music of the Stars. WGBW in Green Bay is signing off, but we will be back next week for Green Bay 9 till high noon. But you can pick us up right now on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Shelby Flint, Barry Dvorak wrote this for her.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure and your dreams are mine. I love you.
star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a stormy sea. On every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for
Hugo Winterhalter, the music of the stars. Join us on the Civic Media Network.
Along with me, I'm on my way to a star. And beyond the sky, watching the world roll by, sharing a kiss, a sigh. Just use your imagination on a cloud of love. Music of night. We can wink at the moon as we hold each other tight. And if we go in the right direction, to a star.
We can wink at the moon as we hold each other tight.
If we go perfection. Heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star.
Theme song. And his closing theme is ours. The music of the stars. Tony Bennett.
The dawn is filled with dreams. So many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Star, and there are oh so many stars, so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are oh so many stars, so many stars. Searched so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of oh, so many stars, so many stars. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star? Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of so many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars.
The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us. WISS Oshkosh, Appleton. WGBW Green Bay, you can continue hearing the music of the stars at civicmedia.us. Now we'll take a break for CBS News. A look at weather.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New CBS News polling shows declining support for President Trump among some of the very people who voted for him. Here's CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
His approval rating has slid some among some groups he made gains with in the 2024 election, including independents, young people, and Hispanic people.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says tariffs are helping the U.S. in negotiations with China and other trading partners. He spoke on ABC.
We have a process in place over the next 90 days to negotiate with them. Some of those are moving along very well, especially with the Asian countries.
At least 9 people were killed when a vehicle drove into a Filipino street festival in Vancouver, Canada.
First thing in my head, I was like, gotta text everyone I know that I saw, because like, this is supposed to be a fun event. Like, we're supposed to unite as Filipinos and like celebrate for who we are, and then like, it hurts that something like this had to happen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen.